Breakthrough news here from the news according to me. I just happened to listen to the former vice president's speech that he gave about something. I don't know what he was talking about. Something. I don't know what he was talking about. He was going on and on. I happened to catch the last part of it. And he was talking about energy, and he was going on about the Republicans and how they, the first bill that they passed was for tax cuts for rich people. Then he said something about this national sales tax. Oh, they're going to go home and tell your mom about that. They're going to increase a national sales tax. You know, like as if he hated that. He was actually smiling about it. Oh, go home and tell your mom about, truth be known, Democrats have never met a tax that they didn't like. Nancy Pelosi, years ago, tried to introduce a national sales tax and a VAT tax, a value-added tax. They couldn't get that through because, well, other countries have it. Well, the problem was other countries don't have some of the other taxes that we have that take care of those things. They want to have every tax that ever lived on the face of the planet is what they want to have. The national sales tax, he's not telling you the whole truth here. This national sales tax idea is the same thing that Indiana tried to do a while back. Now, hopefully they won't compromise the way Indiana did. They were going to get rid of property tax and just have a sales tax. They're going to raise the sales tax in the state of Indiana and have no property tax. Other states do it. The problem was they raised the sales tax a little bit, not as high as they were going to, and they just capped property tax, which was a joke. They didn't ever cap it. They just changed the parameters, knowing full well that they could always just reduce that cap or increase the value of your property. It's a self-made increasing tax. Now, after they did that, so Joe Biden's saying, well, this national sales tax is going to increase your tax. You're going to pay more for everything down at the store. No, the thing about a sales tax, a national sales tax, is that everybody pays tax that way. There are a lot of people who don't even pay federal taxes. There are about 100 million people that don't pay federal income tax. This enables everyone who buys expensive items will pay more. This is a true across-the-board fair tax, really, when you look at it that way. Now, it makes it a little bit harder for government to give special interest, special tax breaks, which it does put a burden on businesses to collect that tax, that's the only part I don't like about it. The one thing it will do is get rid of the IRS, actually. It will get rid of the IRS because you won't have an income tax. He didn't say anything about that, did he? It's going to eliminate the federal income tax and go to a state or a national sales tax. I think it's the most fair thing on the planet. You talk about a fair tax. That is a fair tax right there. You go to buy something, go to purchase something, you got to pay tax on it. But guess what you're going to get in your paycheck every month? You're going to get a much higher amount of money. Now, you can do with that money what you want to. You can put it in your savings account. You can wait till next month to buy that purchase. In the meantime, you're getting more money in your account. So now you can go buy more food, and certain things will be exempt from the federal income tax, like things like milk and bread, and things that you need to live. Those things are exempt. It's very easy to do that. Certain products will have federal income tax exemptions. But the federal sales tax will bite you when you spend the money. It encourages people to save their money. Because they have money, they have cash in their pocket, they're less likely to spend it on frivolous things, spend it on things that they... If you need to spend things on something, those things will be reduced or eliminated from the... It is the most fair tax that there is. If a rich person goes out and buys a boat, a big yacht, they spend $1 million on a yacht, they're going to pay federal income tax on that. Warren Buffett will finally be paying some taxes from the money he makes. He won't be able to get away from it. So he always says, I pay less taxes than my secretary does. As if he's on the side of the poor guy. So when you look at this stuff, now to hear him come out and make this statement, by the way, absolutely disingenuous and very, very misleading and absolutely, in my opinion, lying about what the proposals are here from the Republican Party. I had to respond right away because this is... For him to come out just with a smirk on his face, make these comments, it's just absolutely pathetic. Sickening, in my opinion. So that's what I have to say about that. That's all there is from the Breakthrough News, here on the news according to me. Just a quick segment to give you my 2 cents worth of what I think about this whole thing. Oh, then, by the way, at the very end of his little speech, Ducey was actually able to ask him about the new documents being found, apparently in his garage. They're apparently going through everywhere they can to try to find any other documents now at this point. He apparently had some documents locked in his garage where he keeps his locked-up Corvette. By the way, I keep it locked. I keep my Corvette locked up. It was in the garage with my Corvette, but it was locked up. Seriously? This is where we're going with this. Oh, well, so it was locked up. So it was okay. How did those documents get in your garage, buddy? There needs to be an investigation here, how this happened. Now, keep in mind, I wouldn't really care about this at all, really. I don't, if it hadn't been for them making a federal case, literally, out of Donald Trump having documents locked in his residence that had been secured and delivered by secure methods. They knew the documents were there. National Archive Association knew the documents were there. They don't know where these documents, they didn't even know these documents existed, apparently, that Biden had. Just out there floating around. What other documents are out there floating around? Who has them? Who has access to them? How many people had access to that garage? I guarantee you that Joe Biden's not out there washing and waxing his own cars. These are the questions that need to be asked. There's a million questions that need to be asked in this situation. Joe makes it sound like, oh, it's just me and my car. I got my car locked up in my garage. You know, it's just, I'm the only person that goes out there in that garage. A bull. I guarantee you he doesn't sweep the floor in that garage. Questions need to be asked and answers need to be found. And I wouldn't make a federal case out of this if they hadn't made having classified documents a federal crime. Now, for him to have classified documents actually is a federal crime. It was not for President Trump, and yet they made him out to be the criminal in this case. Now, what they're either going to do is say, well, we're just going to go ahead and let this all go. We're not going to prosecute anybody about all that. And they're going to let Trump go, except they're still going to go after him for obstruction, probably, in my opinion. But that's a whole other show. We'll talk about that tomorrow on tomorrow's show. But I just want to throw my little... I had to tell somebody, and I have to tell you, my folks, my loyal listeners, because I know you'll listen to me. I don't even have a cup. Well, I still have my cup here. I got my chai drink, but I still have my little cup here. So the quick cup. The sweet tea with a little bit of, I still have a little bit of tea with apple cider in it. So I'm going to continue going about my day now that I've had a chance to vent to you, my faithful and loyal listeners. Once again, thanks again, folks. We'll talk to you later. This is the news, the Breakthrough News, according to me.